Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay. Happy 2024. Welcome back to life. Welcome back to the new year. Welcome back to the Give Them Lala pod.
Hey.
Hey, 2024, hooray.
Do you feel like the break was long enough?
I do, but I feel like you probably didn't. Did you?
I could have used maybe another like year.
Yeah. How about you, Easton?
Another month to a
really?
Year.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was itching, baby.
Nah.
You were?
We're
to
good
get
at
back?
Chilling.
I'm the best chiller you've ever met in your life.
Switch and chill.
Jessica, how was going back to, where'd you go again? Arizona.
I went to Arizona, but I only went from the 23rd to the 26th. Very quick. It was fantastic. Great to see my parents and my brother and Mr. Bubs.
I know. I saw Bubs went.
Yes. And all he did was quote Housewives literally the entire time.
Oh,
I was like, we have to have a conversation without you quoting Housewives. But he did it the whole time. It was great.
What's the one that you guys love the most? You beast.
You beast. Well, that is a classic, but he loves, he loves every, like, the classic dinner one. He loves them all. But I was mostly here, and me and Kyle were just chilling on break. I was catching up on work, doing some writing, getting some goals set for 2024, and I have a feeling it's going to be a big year. Putting this out there on the pod.
That's good, because I'm retired, so
yeah.
You just keep writing the goals for us.
Can you guys tell me about your breaks, please?
We had an excellent break. Wait, hold on. So what did you and Kyle do for the new year if you came back to L.A.?
Oh.
For New Year's Eve.
My. What did we do? Oh, these are my favorite. This is going to be lame, but I love it. We've done it for a few New Years. We just go to Whole Foods, and we get a bunch of fresh ingredients to make homemade pizza. Ingredients to make, oh, is that what I said?
No, that's what Teresa Giudice in like season one. They're doing her cookbook and she's like, and then I'll put all the ingredients together and we use the cumin and the oregano.
The cumin. That's another one Bob's loves to quote is the sprinkle cookies one constantly.
Love anyway, sprinkle cookies.
We made homemade pizza and it just me and him and then we watch a movie. What did we watch? Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Who's in that? What's his name?
That's like one of those classic ones, right?
I don't know.
We have something with me and him. It's just us called Oscar Cinema Club, and we're watching all the Oscar winners from the two. And he'll go, do you want to do Oscar Cinema Club tonight? And I say, yeah.
That is so cute.
That is.
I want to start a book club.
Book club is fun. Do you?
Yeah, I'm reading The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo right now.
That's
which
a good
I think
one.
Is like a throwback for most people.
No, it's on the top of lists.
It's all the rage in my little friend group right now of like everyone's rereading it. So I was like, Ethan, stop looking at me like that. What are you, high? Did you rip your pen before you got here?
No, I wish I did.
We both look a little stony today.
We're all sleepy.
I'll tell you right now, I woke up with my eyes glued shut. So I should tell you that. It's oozing out everywhere.
That's disgusting.
Sick as a dog.
Can you guys tell me about your breaks and what you did for New Year's? Because
we went to Palm
everyone
Springs.
Wants to hear it.
Okay. Went to Palm Springs. I had to put Ocean in timeout 2,700 times because that girl just loves to test her mama right now.
Sure.
You know?
She really is.
She bit
my niece.
She bit London?
Hard. London sobbed her eyes out.
Did you guys punish Ocean?
Of course. She went to timeout.
Timeout she went. And I was a biter. I know.
You were?
You know what I told her? I said, Ocean, I'm telling you what, girl. Biters be getting bit.
Yep.
You do it again, biters get bit.
Yeah. That's right.
My grandfather had to bite me to stop me from biting. Hey.
And he did. He
and
did.
He did. I
he
stopped biting.
Everyone,
yeah, well, I wouldn't stop biting, so he bit me.
Yeah, and he looked so upset after.
Yeah, he was very upset from what I've heard. I was upset as well.
No, I'm not going to bite Ocean. The timeout is actually working pretty well.
We think. We'll get back to you. We're just shoving her in timeout and hoping.
I do. And I make her wait for the timer to go off.
No, she's good, though. She comes out. She apologizes for the reason. She's good.
Yeah, when I go in after she hears the buzzer, she turns around and says, I'm ready to apologize. And then she waltzes out in her princess dress. That's all she wears right now. I go, what would you like to say to London? And she goes, I like to apologize, London. And I go, and what are you apologizing for? Because it's usually because she says bad words. She goes, for saying bad words. I go, that's not why you went to timeout. You went to timeout because look at London's leg. You bit her. And she goes, I'm sorry I bit you, London. And then they hug, and then we go back to playing.
She is the funniest human I know. I'm not kidding.
No, she is. And we think she gets so excited, she doesn't know what to do, so she...
Well, that's what did happen. She got so excited because I told them that we were going to make cookies. We were going to make cookies, and we had, like, the little cutout. What are they called?
Cookie cutters.
Cookie cutters. He gets his hair cut at Cookie Cutters. Anyway. Whoa.
I feel so...
And she got excited, and I was like, and look! Homemade frosting, and you get to decorate them! And then I turned on Taylor Swift throughout the house, bought her. She starts dance today.
Just the excitement.
So all of the stuff that I ordered for her, her tights, her tap shoes, her little ballerina slippers, they all came and I was like, you can wear them. And I think just the whole experience got her so excited that she didn't know how to process and bit London's thigh.
I wonder
if it was a fucking chicken wing.
I wonder if we get her like a biting, like a fake arm or something.
Oh, well, I don't want to train it.
I don't really want to. I don't want her to think that she can like bite anything.
She's going to grow up to be a cannibal.
Right.
Oh, no.
Getting her arm chew toys.
Oh, no.
No, she's very fun. She's very fun.
No,
it's a lot.
She's funny. She's so funny.
Jessica got her rain boots. Tell him, Jess.
You guys, I got her when we were in Hawaii. She got these pink boots from like a CVS or something, and
Foodland.
Yeah. So, and she was obsessed with them, bright pink boots. So when I was Christmas shopping for her, I saw Hunter pink boots, and I was like, and they were same exact color, just with glitter on them. So I was like, oh, I'm getting these for her. She's gonna love them. And I was like, Lala and Lisa probably won't like them, but that's fine. So I got them for her, and I gave them to her, and she opened them, and she was like, oh, and she said, thank you, and she was so sweet. And then she said, she gave it a beat and, like, looked at the other presents to make sure there were no more for her, and then she said, I'm not going to wear these.
I'm not going to wear these, Jess. And goes and, like, lines them up by the door. But I thought it was really cute.
I died. Absolutely died. She said, I'm not going to wear these, Jess.
You know what, though? I think we've been doing this for a couple years now, where my family, meaning me, my mother, and Easton, we do not exchange gifts. We have, like, an experience. Like, this year we went to Hawaii, or, like, we'll plan, like, a nice dinner. But I'm like, the gifts, no one needs anything. If you feel like you do need something, like, we can holler at each other throughout the year and get these things. Again, I think I've been pretty open about how, like, Christmas to me, even since I was a little kid, I just always really felt the spirit, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Just really into the Christmas spirit. Joseph and Mary's boy. And, like, it just really tugged at my heartstrings.
That song was a heart tugger.
That one just is a really slap. The preacher said last Sunday it was Joseph and Mary's boy. And you literally
what is that?
Jessica, that is Alabama Christmas. You better watch yourself, girl. You know nothing about that life.
Alabama Christmas. Yeehaw.
Yeah, everyone's invited.
We're sure about that, right?
Yeah.
Alabama Christmas? Because
100%.
We went at you pretty heavy, and we're thinking,
no, it's Alabama
Boy,
Christmas.
And it was not Waterboy.
I
Billy Madison.
Don't know if I like that song.
No, it's great.
The gift is just what's in your heart and not what's in your hands.
If I like it, you'll like it.
Okay.
I promise you, it's just.
No, he says, who's the one we need to thank? And who's this party for? Who's the one responsible for all this peace and joy? The
Joseph
preacher
and Mary's
says last
boy.
Sunday it's J- Joseph and Mary's boy.
I was like, Santa? Okay. Okay.
And I'm not a religious person, but that song really gets me feeling it. You know?
Wow.
I'm like, what a beautiful time of year.
So you guys don't exchange gifts. Does so, Ocean right. get gifts?
Oh, Ocean gets hella gifts.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Which I was telling someone at this girl, she's so sweet. Her name's Bianca. She brought Ocean a gift. We went to Sheena's on Christmas night. And I said, you know, we don't exchange gifts. And she was, oh, no, I hope that I'm not ruining something. I got Ocean a gift. And I'm like, no, we get Ocean gifts.
Hide her up. Yeah.
I just, like, don't see any reason for, like, us to be. It adds pressure. Like, we were at Nordstrom before we left on the break. And, you know, I can just see the pressure in everybody. Last minute shopping. Who do I need to buy for? Who's still on the list that was like, oh, they brought me a Christmas gift at our Christmas party last week. So fuck, now I got to go get them something. And it's just like it's just feels like a lot of pressure for no freaking reason.
Yeah.
Okay. So for us, like we'll get Ocean gifts and then we just chill.
Our time but is
I
the
like
present.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your presence is the present.
Our yes. presence is the present. So we're at Nordstrom, me and my mom and my dog Lily. And we go over to look at something in, like, the perfume section. And I have Lily and I walk past this gem of a woman. My mom's behind me. I pass her. And I'm looking. And I see my mom. And she's like, Merry Christmas to you!
Oh, no.
In that tone, I was like, uh-oh.
Something's
who fucked
up.
With you? So apparently as I passed this woman, like, Lily sniffed her. And the woman looks at my mom and goes, can you please tell your dog not to sniff people? And my mom goes, Merry Christmas to you too. And then she starts chirping and my mom goes, and happy holidays.
Oh, I like this approach from Lisa.
No, but I know that tone because she does that with me and Easton.
Right.
I've seen it before.
It's the best. I love it.
It's infuriating.
No, it's infuriating.
Or like
I
when she
strangle
goes,
her.
Aren't you just a joy today?
Yeah.
Or whatever. I love that.
Yeah. She does that. So I was like, Mom.
Yeah.
What they do.
She didn't like your
and she goes, oh, this stupid bitch.
And she does not swear.
No, Lisa rarely swears.
I love her.
She's like, yeah, let me bend. Lily, you mustn't sniff people. She's a fucking dog. I was like, all right, let's all just calm down.
And then Lisa telling
you,
she's
are
always
ruining
like,
the
and
Christmas
I wish,
spirit for me.
She goes, I wish I would have said, she only smells things. She only smells shit or
no,
something.
No. Oh. She didn't say it? That. She loves to figure out things she should have said.
Later and
yeah,
then gets
sure.
a kick out
so
of it.
So she goes, you want to know what I wish I would have said? Maybe if you didn't stink, my dog wouldn't want to sniff you. I was like, ooh, burn.
That would have been good,
burn.
Though. That would have been good.
It would have been so good.
You know what's wild? I feel like you guys always run into rude people. I really do because I bring Margo to the mall. Margo sniffs people. But every time, everyone's like, oh, hi, you're cute. Of course, I don't let her, like, go. But, you know.
What mall are you going to?
The Americana, Glendale.
Yeah, people are just nicer out there.
Mm,
the area that we live in, it's just full of like ornery, angry, just bitches.
Mm.
You but know?
Can I, while we're ornery. On the topic,
they're just ornery?
Oh, ornery.
Oh, ornery, I thought.
Ornery?
What's
I thought
ornery?
It was ornery.
No, it's ornery.
I want to crawl under the table.
Producer John, how do you say it?
Ornery.
It's ornery. Ornery.
I thought it was ornery. Like, oh,
is that
so you're being so ornery.
Maybe in a British show, well, you're being so ornery.
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 How's it spelled? Do you know there's an R in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, ornery.
Ornery.
No, I think it's O-R-N-E-R-Y.
It's a false.
Guys, I'm Googling.
And this. I think it has an H. I think it's
ornery.
Is it spelled like honey?
Yes. O-R-N-E-R-Y, bad tempered and combative.
Wait, how do you spell it?
Okay, let's see that thingy. O-R-N-E-R-Y.
Ornery.
Ornery. No.
Oh, I'm never
ornery.
Saying it. Ornery.
Hold on. Ornery. Ornery.
I've never heard
I
it that way, and I refuse
I fucking
to say
refuse.
It. It's
I
ornery.
Ornery. You're ornery.
You're ornery.
Ornery.
What are you
Why
saying?
Are you
if
so
you,
ornery?
If you called somebody... When you've called somebody that word, how do you say it, Producer John?
That word. Horny?
He says ornery. But it's different. It's different regions of the U.S. I've heard ornery, but it's southern.
We're from Utah, and I will never. I'm judging you all for saying ornery. You all sound stupid.
It sounds like
that is horrible.
It's like you're saying you're horny for getting the age.
Ornery.
Oh, so ornery. Yeah. So ornery.
It's not that you sound stupid, but you know when you get like embarrassment chills for someone as you're saying that word. I'm embarrassed for you.
Unless we're the only ones saying it wrong, I'm embarrassed for us. But no, I'm still, no, it's ornery, and I will die saying ornery.
It sounds very southern, by the way, guys.
Ornery.
Like,
does it?
The way you say it sounds like Kentucky, Atlanta vibes, but I might be wrong.
I'm sorry that I just got upset at you both for being correct.
But can I take it back to gift giving?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. Because this has been a long time. But when we do things right. And okay. I've been working with a jeweler out of Salt Lake City, Utah.
Ooh.
Me and Jess. This is a podcast gift, by the way. And Gigi. But I've been working with a jeweler outside of, out in Utah.
Okay.
Morgan Jewelers. So I want to shout out Morgan Jewelers. Taylor Morgan. They've been a company since 1914. They got 17 locations, you know, in the West. And he's been a homie of mine for...
You are
10 plus years, so
freaking
I want to.
Sweet, Easton.
So I want to shout
Holy
him
shit.
Out. And it's a bit late, but it is for your 5-year sobriety.
Tell the listeners what it is. Describe it.
It's a blinged out 5, you guys.
So I want to shout out Taylor Morgan and Morgan Jewelers for helping me get this all created.
Easton, you are a freaking angel.
That is legit.
Yeah.
That is so gosh, pretty. I feel so badass.
Right? You want me to put it on you?
Yeah, because I can't do anything with these claws, but I do want it on. Easton!
Easton, you're Gigi. So sweet. That was
so
stunning.
Sweet.
Like, this is the podcast.
That
I
is
love
so sweet.
It.
Oh, it's
you
so lit.
It's massive. Yeah.
And it looks so
Go
cool.
underneath my microphone, will you?
It looks so pretty in the light. Easton, you're a gem. I mean,
that is so legit, Easton.
I know, but I mean, the jeweler that I worked with, I really do want to... shout him out because he had a great idea. This was a lot of him. So I went to
oh
him
my
with
God,
the
I
idea with the
it.
5. He designed it. So
it's
I want to say thank you to Taylor Morgan and Morgan Jewelers on
God,
that.
God, Easton.
I know, right?
Yes.
It's so pretty.
It's banging. It's
banging.
Dancing on the neck.
Wow. Well, anyway, I really like gifts.
So thank you.
So we're going to start
so
giving
thank you,
gifts.
Morgan Jewelers.
Thank you, Morgan Jewelers, for my 5-year sobriety gift. Yes, we don't do gifts. Ocean does. But can I tell you, she got so overwhelmed with gifts that...
she takes multiple days to open them.
I saved some for
Good.
Her birthday.
As you should. As
I did.
You should.
She didn't open
didn't
them.
Know that.
No.
She didn't ask me to open them. They just sat under the tree. I was like, okay. I'm giving them to her for her birthday.
That's perfect. That's as you should, because it does get overwhelming. I told you, we used to cry. Me and my brother, my parents, when it was just us two, not the 5 of us, me and my older brother.
Yeah.
My parent, we'd come downstairs, there'd be so many gifts under the tree. And my mom and dad said halfway through, we'd be so overwhelmed and like exhausted, we'd just start crying. And then it was a nightmare. And they'd like force us to open them because they're like, we bought all these gifts from Santa.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, I just think there's so much pressure for holidays and like what you're going to give people. And I don't enjoy it. I got Ocean a lot of stuff. She didn't seem to want to open much else. So I'm sorry, I'm not going to go out and buy a bunch of other stuff that she's going to get overwhelmed. I mean, I know the drill now. Like I've seen, can I be completely honest? When I would buy things for her when she was like a little tiny tot, such a waste. All she wanted to play with was like the Tupperware.
Yeah,
and
the box that it
and
comes
the
in.
And the box that it comes in. So for me, I'm like, you know what? If she's not going to, I'm not going to go out and be wasteful.
Right.
These are going to be recycled into her birthday.
I like that. And I think I like experiences over gifts. Kyle and I try and do that too.
I think that's a good. Wait, do you guys have like a cap, like a limit on?
We do. If we are doing gifts. So this year was the Hawaii trip was our like we both just were like. We're going in on the Hawaii trip. That's our gift. And then we did small, like, stocking things. So
stocking was always my favorite.
Yeah, stocking was cute. So we had something to wake up to and little gifts to open. But usually every year, like last year, Kyle and I did $500 per person. And we said, don't go over 500. And that's like gifts and stockings. So it's like we have a few little things to open and it's.
That's cute.
It keeps us on budget. And it was, yeah, it was just fun.
I love that. Mm-hmm. The other gift that I did get, though, from Jessica is this.
She hasn't taken it off all week and weekend.
No, you guys.
It's gotten. It's freaking used.
She gave it to me. I think it was a Friday. Mm-hmm. And my mom and Easton went to Palm Springs over the weekend and they came back and I came down the stairs this morning and my mom goes, have you washed that? I said, well, have you been home? Because, you know, Lisa does the laundry. And it's not to say I don't know how, because I do know how. Well, sort of. There was this one time that my mom was gone and the laundry basket filled up. So I did the laundry and I was so proud of myself.
Okay.
And so when she got home, she was like, you did all the laundry? I was like, yeah, I have just like one more load to do. And I'm like putting it in and like filling the thing up. And she goes, that's not laundry detergent. That's fabric softener. And that's what I had been using on all the clothes. So I softened the clothes, but I didn't quite wash that. No, no one wants me doing any like domestic, anything domesticated. You don't want me doing.
Do neither of you know how to wash clothes?
I do. I just, why would I need to? Okay, if someone else is going to wash them for me, why would I need to wash them?
You were taught growing up.
No, once I moved out to LA, because my mom didn't have us do laundry. She thought it was a waste of water if we did our own laundry.
If you did little loads.
Yeah. Like she'd just come to the room and just say like, hey, do you have any whites, blacks, colors? Yeah. Can you bring them to me and I'll do it?
Here's my question, though. What if you guys had, like, gone, let's say you ended up going to college and lived in a dorm alone. Would she have taught you right before that?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
Did you really not? I mean, I knew how to, my mom did my laundry, but, like, I still knew how to do it.
No, you guys, when I moved out to LA, I didn't have it. Yeah. I lived by myself for, like, a while. So, yes, I know how to do laundry. It's just then I moved into the other house.
Yeah.
Do you feel like mom does your laundry better? There's something about even her doing my laundry in Palm Springs feels so much better.
Moms just know how to do the laundry.
Yeah. And it's like smells cleaner and it's not as softer. Wrinkled. Yes. I feel that.
Yeah. I don't know. The laundry comes out different when mom does it. I do my own, but it doesn't feel the same.
Have you done your Mother's Day shopping yet? Friendly reminder, use Rakuten. Rakuten is the shopping platform to save while you shop. And this week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the entire year. You get 15% cashback at hundreds of stores. I'm talking Adidas, Splendid, Ray-Ban, Elf Cosmetics, Dermastore, Lego, Stanley, and even Dyson. New Dyson vacuum for me and the new house. Yes, I am treating myself and enjoying some serious cashback. I love seeing those Rakuten cashback deposits in my PayPal account. Rakuten will also send you a check if you don't have PayPal. So join the 15 million members, including me, who are already saving with Rakuten. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You will not see higher cashback rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it. So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at ImpressBeauty.com/Lala
and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off.
You were at the Emmys last night.
How crazy is that?
You haven't even talked about that.
Well, I was going to get into it, and then I realized we're 22 minutes into the podcast, and we should probably deep dive. We had the Emmys.
Mm-hmm.
I wore a beautiful Vautier tuxedo gown.
It was so stunning.
It looked amazing.
Thank you, TT. We did the hair exactly. So Jessica and I went to Albright. We did the fitting and whatnot. And I sent the picture over to Bradley and was like, I feel like this hair. And the hair was kind of a hot mess. Mm-hmm. I had run a brush through it and taken a hat off.
It was just natural.
It was just natural. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I kind of like the vibe of it being just kind of like tousled. With a cute little hoop earring, Vautier shoes, a YSL bag. And it just felt very, like, I Googled, what does one wear to, like, the creative Emmys? And everyone seemed to dress, like, pretty cool.
Chill, edgy.
Chill and edgy. It's not, like, ball gowns and glamour. Like, it's not the Oscars.
There were a lot of dudes, like, in sneakers, kind of, there like, was, the Air Force type deal. I like that.
Kid Cudi was there, you guys.
I didn't see him, by the way. I sat next to Lala, brought me
he
a survey,
was
so which was so nice.
He had the best seat in the house. He got to sit right behind Carol Burnett.
Oh, that's where he was?
Yes.
I looked that way, but I saw Carol Burnett and was just like eyes wide locked on her.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
I'd have been locked on Cudi.
Yeah, I didn't see him.
No, because I had to present. And Schwartzy texted me this morning. Okay, so I was so nervous. And Schwartz is like, I've never seen you nervous before. And I go, let me tell you something, Schwartz. Every time I'm asked to, like, present something or read anything, I literally say to myself, never again.
Right.
Never again. Hosting events, I'm like, every single time, the period before I go, I'm never doing this again.
But
it makes
so
me
it.
Too freaking nervous beforehand. It's not worth it. And then here I go, committing again. Because I was like, I can't turn down... what's it called?
Oh, presenting.
Present. Thank you.
You do amazing at it, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you, TT and Jess. I replayed being on stage when I woke up. I honestly was not nervous at all until I made eye contact with Kid Cudi. It was like a millisecond, but I could tell his face was reading, who the fuck is this guy? And I was like, I mean, to be fair, he kind of always has the who the fuck are you right. look on his face. And it's so hot, but I had to avoid the fact that he was there. I had to just look dead at the teleprompter. I could not scan the room because I would have thrown up.
It seemed so natural, casual when you were reading. It was funny. It was great.
So when we were practicing, we go to walk down. It's just like this little like walkway,
mm-hmm.
just a little tilted.
Mm-hmm.
And so I grab Schwartzy because I'm like, I'm probably going to hold on to you when we do this. We start walking. He almost slips and falls on his ass and almost takes me down with him.
I didn't even
so
see
I already
that.
Know. Like no, because this was during practice.
Oh.
And then they told him a million times, Schwartzy, stop leaning into the microphone because that's why we have the girls here and we're going to have you guys mic'd. So cut to no one falls. We're actually presenting. And Schwartzy keeps leaning into the microphone and blocking Sheena's face.
Oh, my God. Poor Sheena. Did she say anything or no?
Yes. After she was like, what in the world?
As you're
why
told
did
not
you
to lean
keep
in.
Doing that? You, like, cut out my face for most of the camera time.
That's hilarious. And I have a video of it because you brought it up last night. And then I watched and I had a video of it. Speaking of that, so I saw him and I did mention the tiger thing.
Sandoval or Schwartz?
Schwartz. I didn't talk to Sandoval.
Okay.
But I saw Schwartz and I was like, hi, good to see you. Because he's always so nice to me. He's always been just very nice. And I was like, hi, good to see you. And I gave him a hug and then I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. Schwartz, why would you go visit a tiger? And he's like, well, I technically didn't. But yes, I was there. And he was like, and yeah, no, I realize it was like, a mistake, and we weren't even thinking, and he kind of just, what you would think he said. And I was like, okay. Did you say anything to either of them about it or no?
I did.
You did?
Because I just couldn't help myself.
Okay.
I forgot what I said, but I was like, so are we finished, like, supporting abusing tigers?
Mm.
Or something like that. And then, apparently, Sandoval, as he walked away, like, someone said to him, like, wait, you went to see tigers? And he was like, yeah, and it was awesome. It was beautiful. And that, I did not appreciate. Here's the thing. If he would have been like, I know, I was not fully educated. They said it was a sanctuary. I bought into it. Because PETA did write him a letter that was like, mm-hmm. I felt very heartfelt. It was very educational, spreading knowledge and not judgment. And for him to have like the reaction of like, I still don't care, really rubbed me the wrong way. And I think it would rub a lot of people the wrong way. But I think because it is such, it's very difficult when you go places like that and they're advertising that they are a sanctuary or they, you know, take animals in who would have died otherwise and then they donate a portion of their proceeds to, you know, saving the other tigers. The biggest thing is you know that it is not a sanctuary if you can interact with the animals.
See, I didn't know that, by the way, and Lala told me that. So if you can touch the animals, feed them, pet them even, it's not a sanctuary?
Right. Or like, let's say if you go to a water park that claims that they're a sanctuary, but they're having the dolphins do tricks or wave at you, right? Not a sanctuary.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah. A sanctuary is a place where they are as close to their natural habitat as possible, right? Mm-hmm. Where you can look at them, but they're out doing their thing as if you do not even exist.
Okay. That's good to know. That's such an easy for anyone who's like, well, I was here and it said it was a sanctuary. There you go. That's such an easy
rule. I would say that's the quickest way to know that something is BS.
Yeah.
Is just know. If you can take a photo next to them or someone's putting their paw on you or they're telling Flipper to and wave at you, not a sanctuary, abort mission.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's that.
Well, besides that, I think you all did amazing last night. You all looked incredible. What an iconic, I know you didn't win, but what an iconic group to be nominated with.
I had chills.
Like, Ryan, it was Wrexham.
Welcome to Wrexham.
That won over, it was like best unstructured reality TV show or
yep.
something.
Yep. And then they were also nominated in our category for, I believe editing? It was editing.
Okay. Best unstructured editing. I've heard nothing but great things about Welcome to Wrexham.
Well, by the way, they made a haul last night.
Oh, yeah. It's Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds' show.
Yes, they made a haul. I mean, I think, how many awards do you think? They took...
We saw them
take like, home three.
Yeah, three or four.
Right. Yeah, it was wild.
But even just to be nominated with the people you were nominated, and then, like, what was the other one? The one you like that was in your Best Unstructured... It's like the show where it's always like storms and what's it called?
Oh,
not deadliest
catch.
It was incredible. So I'm so proud.
And then RuPaul.
RuPaul Drag Race.
They made a haul too.
And Queer Eye. I think they won.
Queer Eye made a huge haul.
Yeah.
Was it their first time winning?
I don't know because I was going to just state that, but I didn't know. But either way, JVN and that group was just so emotional and excited. It was so beautiful to see.
What? How many did RuPaul win, though?
I don't know. I didn't realize they made a haul.
Well, Ru took home an Emmy.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's amazing.
And then I thought I saw... that they took home one more, but I could be making...
The
I was
production.
Looking at Daily Mail.
Okay.
And I thought I saw, like, the production.
Okay. Either way, I mean, do you feel proud? Like, did you feel being there, like, wow, this is incredible? How did you feel?
I felt like I was having imposter syndrome.
You did?
Yeah, which I never... It's a rare occasion that I ever have that. But then when you're actually in the room and you're seeing people like... Carol Burnett, mm-hmm. or you're seeing people who participate on creating like SNL. That's a pretty crazy lineup. And those are amazing people to be in a room with, especially when you think about like, I just play a montage in my mind of like me taking my top off or me yelling Bambi-eyed bitch. And, you know, I start getting like a little bit embarrassed, like, do I belong here? But then you have people who are like top of the food chain, making incredible content. They are like top of their game, right? Saying like, your show is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, okay, maybe we do belong here. I don't know. Maybe we do. Maybe we don't. I guess it depends on who you ask. But it was like a surreal experience, a humbling experience, and also just like to hear Vanderpump Rules in the lineup of all of those other great shows. Mm. It's like, holy shit.
Yeah, you guys were incredible. You killed it. It was so amazing to be there. And thank you for taking me as your date.
You will probably always be my date. So you're welcome.
Amazing.
I hope that's okay with Kyle.
Of course.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories, and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Speaking of Kyle, really quick, there was a horrific thing that happened, and he said I could share it on the podcast. Other day, weekend, Saturday, it's like a cleaning day for mostly Kyle, but me too. I help. I walk into the bathroom, and I open the shower to I had bought new face wash to put face wash in there, and I see the toilet plunger in the bathtub, just sitting there. So I go, I'm shocked. There's a toilet plunger where we wash ourselves. Our toilet plunger. So I am horrified. I run out to Kyle. I said, there's been some kind of mistake. Maybe someone broke in and put the toilet plunger there, because surely you wouldn't do this.
That's
Kyle.
What I do when I break into homes.
And I was like, What do you mean? I was like, the toilet plunger is in the bathtub where we shower and bathe. And he was like, so casually, he goes, oh yeah, that's the plunger I use to unclog the bathroom drain when it's like clogged, or so when it's like the water's going down slow. The toilet plunger.
Oh, do you have two plungers?
No. He uses the one that is used in the toilet.
The one that unclogs the shit.
To unclog my hair.
Okay. I just had to make that point.
Cried. I called my parents and I put them on speaker and I was like, you guys have to talk to him. He is losing it. They were like, oh. My mom did agree with me. My dad was like, it's fine. But Kyle was like, what? Who cares? Like, soap washes down the germs anyway. So he's keeping the stance of that a toilet plunger is fine to unclog your bathroom or your bathtub. And I think it's the most horrifying thing. I told him I ended up buying a new plunger, by the way, just for the shower.
I would agree. But okay, there we go.
Can you tell me?
No,
what you guys
think I'm agreeing with you.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Please don't put the shit plunger into where I clean myself.
Right? Well, yeah. That's the thing. If you did put that under a
and
microscope,
I'm a bath
there's
taker.
Shit on there. Not shit, but like there's going to be
like feces and bacteria.
100%.
Thank God I
and
don't take
And then you're putting
baths.
It in your shower. Yeah. That's the other thing. See? No, I'm on your side.
Thank you. Okay, I don't take baths.
You should put like a lot of Clorox in the bathtub.
Oh, believe me. Oh, no.
Comment,
I disinfected like crazy. I had the gloves on.
Because that's the other thing.
And I
want to know
if
men sit to pee at home base.
Oh, yeah. I saw this in the notes. What made you talk about this? Yeah.
Because I sit to pee. And I've
all the people, time?
No.
Yeah, tell us about. Whoa. We talked about this the other day.
Yeah,
no.
Home base only. So home here's base the thing. Only. I sit to pee. When I tell people that, most people are like, "Oh, I'm not a woman. I stand to pee." It's like, check yourself, because I don't think you fully understand who you are.
I pee while standing up.
Yeah.
Oh, you like that splashing all over you?
Disgusting.
So this is where if I'm at SoFi Stadium and I'm in a stall with a toilet, I'm standing.
You're standing. Okay.
Right.
If I am at your house, I trust your house, mm-hmm. my house, I'm going to plop my ass down and I'm going to sit and pee, because I'm going to enjoy the little things and sit.
You sure?
I love a good
sit. Take a break.
Love a good sit.
Number two, I'm not going to splash everywhere. And number
I on appreciate
my feet,
that. Yeah.
And then walk around the house. When I ask people, it's my first take on dudes. I'll be like, do you stand up to pee when you're at home in bed?
Yeah.
Like, to get up? And they'll be like, yeah. I'm like, you pee. It
does splash, you guys. It does
splashes, splash. And anybody knows.
I've been to men's houses where I'm like,
disgusting.
That's mm-hmm. pee on the floor. Yeah, I've been into bathrooms where, by the way,
not mine.
I squat usually when I pee in other places that are not my home, okay. right?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I'm splish splashing.
See,
here's
the thing, and
yes.
any guy is lying if they've peed. I'm not kidding you, and this is why I sat to pee. I was peeing one night, and I felt it get on my feet, and I got in the shower, and I fucking sat from then on out, and every guy who I ask, I'm like, do you stand? And they're like, yeah, I just stand. I'm like, you are getting piss on your feet and then crawling into your bed.
Oh,
I'm horrifying. Opening doors. So, yes, I sit to pee because I'm clean. And I
want
to know
that,
if other people do, because I feel like I'm just opening doors.
If other men
to pee. You sit,
I sit
freaks.
To pee.
Sit to pee. You're
you
splashing. It's good
freaks.
For you. You get to sit down and you're not
you
making
know what?
The women.
You
over.
Have
us for that. You have us sold.
We're sold.
I'm going to tell Kyle right. he's got to start sitting
sit
to pee,
pee,
and I'll get
it. Sounds
his
like
reaction.
Kyle needs to start doing a few things.
Like, yeah. Like not basically shitting in the bathtub, which is pretty much what was
you
happening.
Really, what he did is no different than him just squatting over the
shitting
drain.
Shitting in the bathtub. Do you pee in the shower? Because
no,
I will
no,
not
no,
absolutely allow
no.
that. Do you?
I sit in.
Oh my God, you do.
I've peed in the, yeah. When I've been really fucking tired and I just want to take a bath.
She's a freak.
Yeah.
No, I turn the shower on.
You can technically drink your own pee if you like.
One time.
If you boil it.
No, one time. One
time.
No,
Easton, 127 hours. Have you never seen it?
I thought you had to boil your urine to drink it.
He drank his own pee. He drank his own pee.
I thought once, and then it filters through and you can't drink again.
Who knows? I'm never going to be drinking it. So I don't think we need to be talking about that. However, there is a property in urine that is antibacterial.
That's why you pee on jellyfish wounds.
Correct.
I thought that it was, and you do that. It's not a myth?
That's probably not
no,
why you
it's yeah. not a myth.
Right.
Trust
well,
me.
Well, now I know if I ever get stung, I'm going to urinate.
Have I peed on myself?
Peed on someone when they got stung by a jellyfish.
I don't hang out with a crowd that's usually swimming where jellyfish would be.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
I hang out with people that are like, we
on
don't go
beach.
In the water.
Yeah.
We beach.
Yeah, we're
ankles. Like Ken.
Beach.
We beach.
We beach. I saw that, by right. the way. It's an incredible movie. And from there, now my new song that I will immediately cry when I listen to is Billie Eilish. What was that? And I know that's cliche or
what
whatever.
Is it? What is it?
Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For? The song that plays during the montage
no,
in Barbie.
I just got chills.
Barbie.
No. Cry. I bawl my eyes out.
Ball your eyes out.
Should I see Barbie?
Yes.
I got Ocean of Barbie Dreamhouse. For Christmas.
Did she love it?
And she opened it and she goes, I got a Barbie Dream House. I got a Barbie Dream House, Mom.
Oh, was that from Santa?
Or yeah, it was from Santa.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, she likes them now. It's weird.
She likes his gifts.
Oh, and guess what? Huh. She didn't tell anybody about the cookie that Santa ate, which she decorated a cookie, and it was like the front of a gingerbread house. It looked like Santa got murdered inside the house, how she decorated it.
Rough.
But the only thing she talked about to people, because we chewed up carrots and then put raisins outside, so it looked like because we left carrots for the reindeer, then it looked like they ate them outside and then pooped. And she was so cute at Sheena's telling everybody that the reindeer ate the carrots and they pooped outside. They pooped.
That's so...
She loved it. It was so cute. That was her favorite part.
Yeah. It's That's the only thing so she brought cute. Up. She went because they showed her. Mm-hmm. And then she came back inside. And then we opened one gift. She looked at me and she goes, come see the poop.
Yeah.
So she's
very into it. I've been off the gram. I haven't. I deleted the Instagram app before the holiday, and I really don't have a desire to get on it for a minute.
You don't? Use it from my phone because we really have to post a picture of you in the Emmy dress.
No, we can do that. It's stunning. But I just don't. I kind of want to be in a bubble right now.
I love that.
Is that okay?
Do you feel, does it feel peaceful and you're like, you're not missing
I feel
out?
So peaceful. And I think it's important for me to maintain peace. For the beginning of the new year, just as we get revved up, you know?
Yeah. I love that.
Put you in the good headset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, speaking good of a good headset, did you guys watch the finale of Real Housewives of Salt Lake?
I did.
My mind is blown. Now, keep in mind, we're recording on a Monday. The first reunion airs on a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So by the time you're listening to this, I'm well aware that we've now seen
one reunion,
which I'm so excited.
I'm excited for this one.
Well, how do you feel? Do you think that Monica's as sexy as you thought she was at the beginning, Easton?
Yeah.
She's still got a beautiful face as all of these vultures were attacking her. Looked great.
Vultures. Truth seekers.
I can't stand by that one with her doing that. I mean, it's. To attack them and then to become, it seems like you tried to get on to the show with doing all of these things, in my opinion.
What a Hail Mary by this. I mean, what did you think about, if this didn't happen, what would your opinions of this season on Salt Lake City been?
A little boring.
Right? No, a lot boring.
Incredible.
Incredible.
Yeah. And.
I know.
It was, wasn't Lisa just taking shit? Or Meredith. It was Meredith.
Oh, Meredith was eating shit.
Yeah.
And it was none of her. So, no, that's, I mean, to, like, keep feeding all of these girls to attack her and you were kind of behind a lot of it, it's kind of fucked up.
Well, no, there's a screw loose here. Yeah. You've got a character flaw.
Yeah.
Driving by people's homes.
Well, stalking. Let's just call it what it is.
Going into the shop with the wig.
With the wig?
And a mask. You looked like you.
Saying I've never been, and then having the editor's bravo with the editing. Oh my God.
Like full psychopath.
Maybe you should be nominated for an editing Emmys for that episode next year, because that was incredible. Whoever you are that edited that episode, beautiful.
Can I tell you my most favorite part?
What?
Is when they're playing the voiceover of Heather being like, are you effing kidding me? And then, like, you see the cameraman's, like, calves and feet, like, run over to his camera.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And one of the producers is like, just go in. And she's like, no, you guys. However, got a little cheesy when she brought them to the beach.
Yeah.
Wasn't digging the beach.
No, it felt like The Bachelor.
It felt a little bachelor-y.
You get a rose.
Yeah.
What would you have liked them to do that would have been a little bit less cheesy?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like she... In my opinion, I feel like she got them all together just so they could gang up on her.
I think she wanted to inform them what was going to be going down at that dinner.
I would have just exploded at the dinner. I wouldn't even have informed them. I think you would have gotten even more out of them saying, are you serious? Like, how she reacted? She wasn't a part of that beach, and I think Angie K got a huge reaction.
Yeah, but Angie K, I'm still not 100%
neither
on.
Neither am I. So,
because... But, Monica was like, do you want to talk about your involvement? I think the reunion is going to be wild.
No, I'm excited.
Because now you've got Andy playing referee, where everyone's going to have to shut up and let Monica say, like, at the very end of the finale episode, she was like, I think more of the truth needs to be revealed. And she's like,
She said, I wanted to say more, but I wouldn't be heard. But I'll have my time. I was like,
no matter what, though, there's nothing that can excuse what she did.
Don't you guys think that Angie K, though, like, because of what it flashed to all of the, well, not all of them, but a lot of responses from the housewives, like, this is hilarious. And like basically cheering on, not knowing it was her, but cheering on that account. So don't you think Angie K's involvement is probably just maybe she was tipping off this account?
She could have.
versus actually like blogging for them or being an actual
giving them info.
Yeah, giving them info like people
well,
do.
Well, also
with,
here's
yeah.
the other thing: for a guy, your barber is your therapist.
How it is for chicks too.
There's what I'm saying, and isn't it Heather's? Isn't it, what's her name?
Yes, Tanisha.
Tanisha, isn't, she was a huge part, so you are feeding the one person. It's not a lot.
Yeah, she said Tanisha was the one who, like,
so
kind of created the account.
How I look at it is Monica's being, she's been honest through the whole thing. Yes, yeah, screw might be loose, but she's been honest about being on the account, running it. So I'm thinking she's honest about dragging Jen Shaw
to the mud
because
she was so close. I feel like we need to stop giving people credit for being honest after they've been caught. It's like, no, you're not honest. You just, we caught you. We know the truth. So now you kind of have to fess up. Like, if she willingly came to these women and was like,
"Hey,
I've gotten to know you guys. I feel really, really shitty," then I'm still going to be terrified of you. But in a way, I may leave with like, okay, there's a little bit of hope for you. I think she's insane. She's the type of person who rolls up on you, murders you, and looks at you covered in your blood, being like, "I'm not the one that stabbed you last night."
Yeah,
but,
what?
But all,
what?
How long did she work for Jen Shaw?
Or
I think it was a couple years.
So
right?
And also,
what did she
even if
Jen
you...
Shaw, because Jen Shaw could have done damage to Monica if she, on that end, because Heather Gay got punched in the face and didn't say anything about it.
But even if you're,
so what
coming
damage
for
is
Jen
Shaw doing?
Robbing the elderly blind.
Well, I'm saying that, but like she even is making these women scared to say anything.
Well, she was very abused. She was throwing like plates and cell phones at her employees. No, Jen Shaw is
exactly.
not a good person.
And Monica was the an employee.
I know,
so
and I did understand. I did understand when Monica said, "Don't abuse your employees, and you have nothing to fucking worry about." But at the end of the day, Heather and the rest of the women said, they would wake up in fear of what this account would post that day. Like, there was an insider that knew so much about their lives where it got scary. And even though some things are not like, oh my gosh, this can never get out, it's like, there are things that are private. Yes, we're on a reality show, but guess what? In reality, I don't tell everybody who I'm friends with about my life.
Right.
Let alone random people in the world. So, like, yes, when people say you signed up for a reality show, I think that's very much true to a degree.
Well, yeah,
right?
You didn't sign up for somebody to do that.
Yes, and of that, I am curious, what would you have rather, because you are in this world, truly, what would you rather them have done other than the beach scene?
See, there's really nothing else.
No.
You can't do it in the house. I think it was the way, maybe it was the way Heather, like it was dramatic.
It was, I think Heather could have gotten to the point of
it. But her like standing on the beach felt a little dramatic to me.
Yeah, it felt a little, like, campy or something.
Yeah.
And maybe the music didn't help it.
Like, I think, like, maybe, I think I would have, like, sat down and waited for them.
You would have? It made amazing, it made a lot of great memes. And, like, it gave the like, littlest bit of cheese that I'm like, okay, we can expect that from, like, from Bravo.
Yes. But it does, I called Katie and I was like, yo, did you see that? And she was like, this is why, with some people in our group, where they're just willing to bring whoever into our inner circle that I can't get down with it. And I was like, you and me both.
Yep.
There's a few people in the Vanderpump group cast where they bring people into the group. And I'm like, who the fuck is this person?
Yeah. Like random.
Random. And at this point, you may not watch the show, but at this point in time, you're familiar with Vanderpump Rules. You know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
You may not watch it. You may not know the ins and outs, but you
know it.
You know that it exists.
Right.
Right?
And if you really want to get in to that group as a friend, especially if you live in or near LA, you just know of the ways to do it. You know of the events to go to. You know, especially if you're a girl and you just pop in and you're nice and all of a sudden you're friends and then who knows what kind of dirt you're digging for or counts you're running behind the scenes.
Yeah, I'm sure that most people are very kind, right?
Yeah.
Like so far we haven't, well, there's a few people where I'm like, there were only a few people in that room when this was discussed. How is it online now? You know?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, I have no idea. I'm like, maybe that friend that you brought in. Yeah. Maybe that friend, you know? That person.
Right. Trust no one.
No.
Trust no one.
Terrifying. But I am looking forward to the...
Oh, my God. I can't wait. That's tomorrow.
Well,
yesterday. Now. But for us, it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yay!
Yeah. Wow, what a fun episode.
I know.
Are we doing Aiken Reliefs this week?
Yes, let's Woo-hoo. Do an Aiken Relief. Jess, you want to start us off?
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. My ache is that I now have to keep short nails. As you guys can see, this is a new thing for me because of jujitsu. So I was told that you can't have long nail, which makes sense because you can like poke eyes.
Well, yeah,
and
you
stuff.
Can scratch them.
But thank God, I think everyone knew.
They still seem a little long to me for
That's
jiu-jitsu.
That's what I asked my coach Josh yesterday. I said I shortened my nails as much as I have in years.
And what did he say?
I said, "Are they short enough?" And he like felt them, and he's like, "I would they do could a little, be a little shorter."
Yeah, I do a little shorter.
He's
Jess.
Like, "But they are rounded,
so that's
nice.
Good."
Yeah, but no, everyone was afraid to tell me, and then someone pulled me aside, and he said, "Thank you." He said, "Hey, you can't have long nails in jiu-jitsu." And I was like, thanks for telling me. But that was my ache. So, but they're fine.
Is it because you scratched his eyes out on accident?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, nobody's going to want to spar with you, right?
Roll. Ah, she's getting it.
Spar Lala's is boxing.
Boxing, right? Okay. Yep.
And my relief is that the holidays are over and I'm back at jiu-jitsu, guys. And I know that it's annoying to hear
jiu-jitsu,
but I do have a lot of DMs about it and I'm training for competition and I'll keep you guys updated. Guess what? There's one I have to respond to you and it's called Jiu-Jitsu Mom and she's pregnant. And I don't know if she does it well, but she's like into jiu-jitsu and she's pregnant. I will respond to your DM. I saw it, but I want to put thought into it. So there's my ache and relief. What about you guys?
What is yours?
Mine is, my ache is I've been sick for Lord knows how long and I keep trying to do things to get over it.
Yeah.
But the relief is it's going to come to an end and I'm excited for 2024 and all the, you know, eggs I got going on in this basket and see what we can do with them.
We love eggs.
Yeah, buddy.
So, love
it. My relief, that's it. Ache is the sickness. Relief is it'll end and we're going to be off to a good 2024.
Woohoo.
Right?
Yes, we f-ing are.
My ache is what I just received.
Uh-oh.
So I have the Humane Society send me anytime I can, like, sign something where it's like, please tell Congress to do X, Y, and Z. And this one today is Lala heartbreaking new undercover footage at sloth encounters in NY reveals horrible mistreatment of sloths, a kangaroo, and other wild animals. One employee is seen hitting a sloth with a spray bottle in a room full of customers. The animals being exploited by sloth encounters, that's the name, sloth encounters, deserve so much better. Tell Congress to pass the Better Care for Animals Act to help protect animals in roadside zoos. So I will be doing that now.
So sloth encounters is who we shame?
Shame.
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 Shame. You're gross.
Shame. I hate everyone.
Ew. Sloths are so gentle and sweet. Fuck
like
you.
Every week my ache is stupidity of people and like supporting
It makes it,
things.
You know, I've really come to realize I'm not a people person.
Mm.
I'm just
an animal. I love animals more than people.
I'm my people person, but for the most part, people really suck.
Well said, yeah.
And then when I run into someone who's really awesome, I'm like, you know what? I need to tell you thank you for restoring my faith in humanity. Like, I really appreciate that because more times than not, we're driving past 7-Eleven today.
Oh,
caution tape everywhere. Fucking police officers, the guy with the little notebook.
Yeah,
detective.
We saw the detective walk into the building when we were
so
there.
So naturally, I use my Citizen app and I look it up and someone was stabbed at this location. And I'm just like, you know what? What the fuck, man? What is going on?
Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
It's all just really, really sad, okay?
Yeah.
So, that being said, my relief is this Skims outfit that Jessica gave me for Christmas.
It does look comfy.
Do you know what I do every night? I get in a warm bath, I read my book, I put my lotions on, and then I turn into a puddle in this.
That makes me so happy.
Into my bed. And I'm just like, yes. This is what life is all about. And then when I wake up to caution tape where it says updated 4 hours ago and it's 9 a.m., that means, you know what? There is a reason why I go to bed and wake up at the time I do. Because nothing good happens
after
in the dark hours of the night and day.
After 8 p.m.
Home before the
good night. People like, you want to go out? Yeah. You might as well just ask me if I want to be robbed or murdered. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm good. I'm going home and I'm watching Girls on HBO. Anyway, thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Give Them Lala podcast. Happy, happy 2024. I hope you guys enjoyed the Real Housewives of Salt Lake reunion. We'll catch you next week.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker.
Although I didn't really work with her a lot.
But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.